Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
What happened to your DJ?
James got you again.
Took out early on a Friday.
James,
what
Still,
happened?
Our producer, he got us again.
Oh God!
That doesn't wake you. If a little Pantera doesn't wake you up in the morning,
Pantera, headbanging,
yeah. A little coffee and Red Bull at the same time.
Feels like I'm on a Harley on the 10 freeway trying to get to the 405 out west.
More like on a Harley on the West Side Highway over here.
You're on the West Side. Yes. But they got potholes and stuff.
Yes.
That's not good.
Yeah, I will not be on a Harley.
I was about to say, you shouldn't be.
I said you. I didn't say me.
All right.
Key and Sturgis.
I have to save you from yourself.
Yes, please do.
A reminder, tune in this Sunday for the 2021 NBA All-Star Game live from Atlanta, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins 6:30 Eastern on most of these ESPN radio stations. We've been talking this morning literally about what could get the quarterback carousel going again. Then again, has it really started? We've seen Stafford and Goff swapped. We saw Wentz go to Indy, and we saw Big Ben return to Pittsburgh. But I think many people expected to see so much more. We're going to get to your phone calls on that in just a second. But first, what could cause this logjam to unfurl a little bit and get all these big names moving as we head towards free agency in about 12 days with the new league year? Head to July 15th, the date to sign guys to long-term deals after the tag. And, of course, right in the middle of that, the NFL draft, April 29th on ESPN and ESPN Radio. Mike Reese, Pat's reporter, says this reunion, often talked about, would set it off.
I believe that he is their top option. They would love to have Jimmy G back. I believe that. And so here's the way I read it. The 49ers have been sniffing around quarterbacks just to see if they can, you know, upgrade their situation, because Jimmy has some health questions, right? Like, when he plays, they've usually won, but it's when he plays. And so, to me, the question is, like, if you put something in front of them that might entice them to move him, what might it take for them to do that? And I heard what John Lynch said on a great podcast where he said, if Jimmy's healthy, I really believe he's going to be our quarterback in September. To me, it was decisive, but it wasn't necessarily the doors closed. And so to me, I'm keeping my sniffer on that one.
Interesting. So take a look at the division, Key, all right? Key sniffing around, just making sure everything's okay. Take a look at the division if he does have a return to New England. Obviously, he would be the Pats' choice. We've often been told how fond Bill Belichick is of him. We obviously know Josh Allen is going to be entrenched in Buffalo. But the other 50% of the division, you don't know. Because while Tua came on our show during Super Bowl week and said, I am the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, if they want Deshaun is going to be the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. That leaves the other team in the division, the Jets. So two teams firmly entrenched if the Jimmy G scenario comes true. The Dolphins and the Jets a little bit more murky. And on the latter, that's where we want to go. Eddie in Saratoga Springs. Saratoga Springs, New York, where Key's guy Bill Parcells spends a lot of time, right? In Saratoga Springs. Oh, sorry. Man, we did that whole soliloquy.
You mentioned
I did a
Bill,
whole three-minute soliloquy,
name,
and we don't have the
disappeared.
Guy. I did like a whole two-and-a-half-minute setup.
You said Bill. You're like, click.
I don't even know what he wanted to talk about. It's all right. It's all right. Greg in Miami, what do you got this morning?
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Greg?
I wanted to comment from before about sequels. And in particular, I would trade in Jaws 3, terrible movie.
Good trade.
And I would want to see that replaced with a Guy Ritchie reprisal of Snatch. Bring back Snatch 2 with Jason Statham and Brad Pitt and all the folly that went into that.
Greg, thanks. Just a reminder for people that are just tuning in, Greg weighing in on the poll question this morning, and it is Friday, Coming to America 2, out Amazon Prime, ready to go later today. So our question is going to be, if you could trade in an existing sequel that you don't like, part 2, part 3, part 4, we went a little overboard on this, you could trash a sequel and then replace it with a movie that doesn't have a sequel, but you think could really use one. And for those, and I always have to remember, they always say, remember, 1988, don't assume everybody. Straight from IMDb, Coming to America, the original, released in 1988, an extremely pampered African prince travels to Queens, New York, and goes undercover to find a wife that he can respect for her intelligence and strong will, starring, of course, Eddie Murphy as Prince Akeem. So there you go.
I love that you read the bio for Coming to America. If you don't know what Coming to America is,
but If you were born after 88, you may not.
It's a classic, though.
It is a classic. There's no doubt about it.
Can I exchange Snakes on a Plane 2 for the updated version of J.J. Watt and Kyler Murray, twins? Oh. Twins 2?
What? So instead of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito,
yes.
You want to go Kyler Murray and J.J. Watt.
Yes.
Tall, short.
That's twins. Nobody else thought about it when it happened on the day. I mean, you always do the Kyler Murray run.
I didn't think about it. But I, all right. That'll be interesting.
31 years. So it's out after 31 years.
It's going to be good, though. It'll be good.
Indeed.
I think Eddie is, this won't be a golden child. Let's put it that way.
Oh, speaking of Eddie, I think you'll like this one. Okay. So once again, trade in a sequel that was blah and get one going that should have already probably been in a theater near you, back in the day when we went to theaters. Speaking of Eddie Murphy, Chico in Miami. What do you got?
Yes. I want to tell Jay there is an inside man two already. And I want to trade in Bad Boys 3 and do a Harlem Nights 2.
Yeah. But who's going to play Red Fox? Cedric the Entertainer or somebody like that?
Older guy. Could have an elder statesman do it.
I'm trying to think who would play.
Chico, good call. Inside man most wanted. I did not know about this.
Good call, Chico. Thank you.
Okay.
How about Riley?
37% of Rotten Tomatoes.
This is our guy. Yeah. Oh, 37%. Yeah. This is our guy. Riley in South Carolina. Get yourself another promo here. Do something good.
My brothers, what's happening with you?
What up, baby?
What's up, man?
Hey, no, man. Hey, listen, real quick. Hey, Jay, that was a cool half-court shot in that suit, bro. That was cool, man.
Thanks, man. I made a couple trick shots. That was cool, bro.
Hey, listen, Key.
What's up? You know what I was watching
last night?
What's up?
And you was in it. You don't even know. No. Romeo Must Die.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wait, you were in a movie?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it, man.
What do you mean we'll talk about? We're talking about right now with Riley.
Well, What happened was, I was scheduled to be in it, but some things came up due to my football career, so therefore I had to pull out of it, and so they had to just kind of make it seem like I was in it. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Jay Will, my man was cool. He's like, get me Keyshawn Johnson on the phone.
Mr. Johnson.
So Riley wanted Rocky V out, Romeo Must Die 2 in. Evan in Georgia, you're on ESPN Radio. Right. What you got? What's your swap?
Jay, like, no, we're going to talk about right now.
Good morning, brothers. I just wanted to say, hey, I really love y'all show. I get up every morning watching y'all show every morning. But if I had to get rid of one, I want to get rid of Friday the 13th, Jason Takes Manhattan, and give me Bruce Willis and Damian Wayne, The Last Boy Scout 2.
Oh, that's a classic one right there, The Last Boy Scout. Okay. Throwback.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Last Boy Scout?
Yes, man. Don't nobody running around explosive footballs and all that. Man, stop, man.
What?
That movie was garbage.
I thought it was all right.
It's unrealistic.
I don't like things that are realistic. I don't want to see real ways people can kill me. I don't want to pay it. Stop. Stop. I want
to be prepared.
I want to escape from reality. That's what I want to do when I watch a movie.
Gotta be prepared, right?
Back to the phone lines in a second. But think about how many Friday the 13th movies there were. So our guy just referenced Jason Takes Manhattan. After that.
That's a real movie?
Jason Goes to Hell, the final Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Jason X, Freddy versus Jason. That's where you got to get
Freddy Krueger. Yeah.
That had to happen. That had to happen at some point.
But that's the executive sitting around like, hey, how can we dupe people out of their money?
Right.
Hey, let's put Freddy and Jason together.
It's like how many Child's Play were there? Like three Child's Play. Chucky. I hate that little doll.
And the last one, oddly, of the entire franchise of Friday the 13th, the last one was called Friday the 13th. After the whole thing, the last one was called Friday the 13th.
Very creative.
Terrell in New Jersey. You're on ESPN Radio. Swap one in, swap one out. Hey, Terrell.
Or not.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Good morning. Hey, first of all, I would like to say a big shout out to my man, Jay Will. Tell him I'll be with Coach OG every day. I went to Central High School. I graduated from Central. I'll be with Coach OG. That Best Shot was one of the best series ever made.
Thank you, man. Tell OG I said what's up. I owe him a phone call, too. I lost my phone, lost my number. So tell him to reach out to me for sure. It was legendary, man.
I definitely will. I'll tell him today that the last game is today. They had a 13-game season. They're actually, I think they're 10-3 right now. Might be 14 games. Their last game of the season is today.
Man, those kids were – that was a game-changing thing I've done in my life, man. Different.
So what's your movie, Terrell? What do you swap it in and swap it out?
I would swap out State Property 2 and go with Paid in Full 2.
Paid in Full 2. Okay. I like that.
We're taking calls this morning, Key.
That.
Any thoughts?
I don't know them movies.
We're taking calls on at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're asking this morning, is Coming to America 2, the sequel finally drops after 31 years after the original. You can trade an existing sequel that probably had one too many movies made. You can get that one out, and you can put in a sequel that is yet to be made, yet probably needs to already be done. Hit us up. 4 minutes away. Jay, I want to ask you about this. We're going to bring in Cassius Stanley, young NBA star. He's going to be participating in the slam dunk contest here, and he's going to join us in 4 minutes. What are you expecting out of what's going to be, for obvious reasons, a muted All-Star weekend with the biggest stars in the entire constellation saying, I don't really even want to be there for this? What are we setting up for this weekend?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I'm going to be intrigued to watch. The dunk contest is always interesting to me, right? Mm-hmm. Because you have to use props. Do you use people? Who's going to be allowed to be in there? And I do feel like I've seen some crazy – we've seen almost every crazy dunk. Mm-hmm. Like that dunk contest between Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon was one of the all-time best. I mean, there's a lot of legendary ones. But for me, watching Zach LaVine do a windmill from the free throw line, like he was just gliding in the air – watching Aaron Gordon use the prop, using the Orlando Magic mascot, literally going around sideways in 360-degree circles with the ball and catching it and yamming it over between his legs. Just, it was one of the most exciting dunk contests I've ever seen. I don't know if we get back to that place.
Are they having the three-point?
Yeah, they're doing a three-point. They're doing the skills challenge as well.
Love that stuff. Bobby in the Bay Area, swap out a movie, give me another one.
Yeah, I'd like to get rid of one of the American Pie sequels, and let's get a Cool Running 2.
Ah,
Cool Running
2.
Still
one of my favorites.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the vibe. Have you never seen Cool Running?
I did, but I didn't.
Word? Okay.
That's just me.
Yeah, understood.
See, Key's got his SAG card now, and the level of the standard moves up. We can't be doing this.
Oh, God, here we go.
Tremaine in Arkansas, you're on ESPN Radio. Take out a sequel and put one in.
I'm definitely getting rid of Belly 2, and I'm bringing in Menace to Society.
Facts.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with that. Belly 2 got me. Belly 1 was fire.
Yeah.
Belly was fire.
Yeah, Menace to Society is, especially in where we are in society today, the educational side of it would be just amazing.
How'd you see Belly but not see Paid in Full?
I don't know how I miss Paid in Full.
You got to watch Paid in Full, man.
Okay, I'll check it out.
All right.
I don't have anything else better to do.
Menace to Society a little ahead of its time, I think, for sure, is what Key's referencing.
So did you ever see Menace to Society?
Yes, many, many years
ago. While drinking your juice in the hood?
No, but I couldn't watch it until you got me that wave cap. Then I sort of felt like I was so down. God. I was like, now I'm ready.
Stereotyping, to here we go.
Ready to go.
Council Zubin.
Yep. Cancel culture, here they come.
We should mention.
You shouldn't have mentioned wave cap.
Jay put it on my head. My brain is still hurting. It was so tightly put on my head.
You still
that
working?
That was week one.
Alan jumped on my ear. Zubin, it's a do-rag.
It's a do-rag. Just... Chris in Maine, you're on ESPN Radio. Swap one in, swap one out. Give us a TV feel here.
Anchorman.
Oh, well, please. I already said Anchorman 2.
Okay.
Swap out and replace it with a sequel to Us or World War Z.
World War Z. World War Z. I like the World War Z. Brad Pitt.
Nah,
yeah,
I didn't see it. I missed that one.
I like movies like that, cool. though. Once again, sci-fi, stuff like that. I like
it. I missed that one, though.
Yeah. Anything revolving around aliens or anything, for me, like, I'm watching
it. I get it.
I'm watching it.
I mean, I get it. I get it.
And I can also get into, like, ghost movies sometime, which is kind of crazy because that could be real, too.
Ain't no...
Stop. Key, you don't... see, this is going to blow my mind. You do not believe in ghosts?
No.
You do not believe in energies and spirits and weird stuff happening?
You said ghost.
Well, that's energies and spirits.
You said ghost.
What about the movie Ghost 2?
Stupid with a straight face.
Ghostbusters?
Oh, Ghost.
I don't...
You remember Ghost was with Patrick Swayze?
Whoopi Goldberg? No.
This ceramic Well,
like Paranormal Activity, stuff like that. You don't like stuff like that? You don't believe in stuff like that? We talked about, what was that hotel? What was that LA hotel that we talked about?
Cecil Hotel.
Yeah, so you watched that?
Yeah, but that's something different, though, man.
That's bad energies and stuff. Lumen, ain't it?
That's bad energy, but that's something. That's different, man. That was Skid Row. There's a lot of stuff going on. Just weird stuff going on like that.
I can't believe you don't believe in that stuff.
You're talking about aliens,
man,
and flying saucers.
Well, that's just me, but the ghost stuff, that's real to me. I don't play with that.
Four eyes the size of this on each head. I don't know. I haven't seen that person.
Ah, jeez.
No.
Have you ever watched Avatar?
Some little man gonna knock on my door.
Have you ever watched Avatar?
I tried to.
Couldn't get into it?
I couldn't get into it.
It's a legendary flick, man.
I couldn't get into it. That's not my thing.
How are you going to watch, by the way, you're right on that, Patrick Swayze, Whoopi Goldberg.
That's what
I thought. Never doubted that SAG card. When you got the SAG card, to get the benefit.
No, I remember watching that, though.
How are you going to watch Coming to America 2 tonight? Friday night, big screen, family movie. Your kids probably never saw
family,
the original.
Family movie. I know it's going to be some cursing going on in it. I know that. I mean, it can't, but Prince it's not like they don't hear some stuff in my household anyway. So it's like, hey, you know, and they're of the age where they're going to hear it anyway. The internet, the whole deal. So I'm nothing. I'm just going to it's probably an 8 o'clock deal.
But this is high stakes for you because you both have said, like, there's no way this isn't going to be great. What if it's like, oh, man.
It's going to be great for me regardless.
No doubt.
Yeah. I'm taking my dog for a walk.
It's fine,
I'm going to relax my mind.
I understand the
actors.
Glass
of wine, come back in, ready to go.
I understand the actors, and I can relate to the barbershops and the conversation that takes place in barbershops because many years when I was young, I used to go in them type of barbershops because they were not young barbers. It was all these old cats that just sitting there and just talk barbershop talk.
Right, because they seen a ton of life.
They seen a ton of life, and they got nothing else to do but take their little brown paper bag and eat their lunch. And you know, it's the guy at the far end, you don't want to ever get cut by him because he's going to give you a zero man line.
We got to do that. We got to bring Zubin to a real barbershop.
I had not heard of it because you guys told me, like, you have the head, the silhouette, and you got, like, the one, the two.
But you got
like,
all the pictures.
I never heard of that.
Pictures. There's a,
yeah.
I never heard of that.
Let me get that 14.
There's typically a deal with graphics and pictures, and so they may have, I don't know how many.
Graphics. Probably like 8 or 9.
Yeah, 8 or 9,
I
maybe a little bit more.
Depends on where you go. Some be out extra.
And there's different models. Heads and shots and different poses of the heads. And guy go, give me a 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. And that's what you asked for. But now I might come out looking like Zubin if I go to the wrong dude.
Right.
Because he might just,
Zubin, you got to get that lightning bolt in your hair.
Wait,
on the side.
Here's a funny
Is there anybody that can put more hair back?
Heck yeah.
I get the two line,
Not two. I always got like a, you know.
Oh, you got a little hook?
I had like a little hook on mine. I was fly, though, so it's. But here's the story, though. So one of my teammates, it was funny. So one of my teammates in college at USC was from out of state.
Okay.
He was from Colorado, and he needed a haircut. And so I said, hey, whatever you do, go to Mac. Mac is in the middle chair.
Okay, yeah, you putting him on.
I'm putting him on.
Putting
Mac
him on.
Is cool. Mac was older, but Mac, he got the.
Tight.
He
do
got
you
the,
right.
He
okay.
going to get you right. He went to Eddie.
Why he didn't listen? I can already tell what happened with Eddie. Eddie
man,
tore his hairline up.
Tore him up.
Man.
Oh, he tore him up, Zubin. And I'm like, what did you do? He's like, man, I went to the dude, the first one I walked through the door, he said, sit down. And so I was like, you let this dude now. All of them were good. Pat was at the end. Pat was cool. Mac was my guy in the middle. Everybody knew him. And then Eddie was the dude on the edge. Man, you went to Eddie. And now Eddie was older at this time.
Couldn't he just walked in and pointed to the picture?
No, but, but everybody can't do that. No, no, everybody ain't the same. There's some skill.
If you're a first timer, that's the way I would do it.
No,
like, I
told you specifically who to go to.
Mac.
He said, go to Mac in the middle.
He allowed Eddie to cut his head. You know what he came out looking like?
Zubin, I'm telling you, we go on the road, guys would be paying $300 for a cut.
$300?
Come to the hotel. You come here. Line me up. Here's three. Thank you. That's what dudes would do in order to have tight haircuts on the road in the professional leagues.
Zubin's amazed at this stuff.
I mean, $300 for a haircut. I don't even have that much to cut. I'd settle for like $150.
But see, Zubin, you can go to any barber shop and be like, what do you tell the barber when you go into a barber shop?
You give him $300.
Do you say salon or do you say barbershop?
I just go to the barbershop. You know, just a regular thing. Oh, so if you pay $300 and you're already paying a lot, what do you tip
him? But you're paying him for his time. He's got to travel to you at the hotel. So he's missing out on other revenue from other customers that's coming in.
But if you go to get a $30 haircut, like, that's 10 dudes.
But you can't, your time is valuable here at ESPN. If they want you to do, you're not doing it for free.
Now say, come over to my house for $30 if you're an hour
away.
I'm not
coming to your house for $30 and I'm an hour away. And I just missed out on three or four different haircuts between travel time.
How much better?
And my gas.
I mean, how much better is this guy's haircut than anyone else you could get? If you're willing to shell $300.
Different between Mac and Eddie.
They way different.
Between Mac and Eddie.
It's a certain texture, style when you cut. See how my hair is cut? You don't see any line. You see it faded in.
But only an expert can do
that? Same with my hair.
That?
You see that, Zubin?
No,
see the difference?
It's just certain people.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically only an expert could do it. Yes.
You're saying that? Okay.
When you move to L.A. in a few years.
Put it out there, Key.
You're going to go to a salon, and they're going to do your hair. And they're going to cut it and trim it and make it all nice.
But salon just means upcharge, right? If I go to the barber, salon is a fancy way of saying 20% more.
Yeah, but when you go to a barber, that's not the same for your texture of hair as a salon.
Mm-hmm.
At the salon, they're going to give you the 2+1. They're going to shampoo you. They're going to do all the clipping. They're going to be talking.
Hot towel.
Why are you moving your finger so fast,
you're going to come out of there.
Why are you moving your
finger
so fast?
You're going to come out of there. You're going to get to do this, Zubin, and all that. And people are going to be like, wow, that's that guy. And they're going to charge you $700.
His hair has great bounce.
They're going to charge you $700 to get your hair done.
Can I expense it, work-related expense?
No, you won't be able to work-related expense.
Well, you can if you're the president. I mean, you can make
that. No. Have you seen ESPN? They don't expense very many things around here. Just so that you know. Shot at Justin.
He's trying to get a clothing expense, you know?
Yeah. We're going to keep trying to run down Cassius
Stanley. Man, where the hell is
where's you,
can
get
you,
him.
Can you take care of business here, Cassius?
Get him. Athletes, man.
Come on, Cassius.
We are.
He actually has a good excuse, unlike certain Duke players when they don't call in on time. Jay.
What, I come every day.
Is
what
he
do you
practicing?
Mean? I come in every day. What is
Where's
that
he
mean?
At?
He just has a good excuse. Tell you guys on the break, he's going to join us at 9:45.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for communicating that to us.
Back with Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Zubin. We'll roll through best case, worst case for a team that's had two of the most legendary quarterbacks in NFL history lead them to a Super Bowl. And now, for a half decade or more, they're still waiting to find the next one. Who are we talking about, and what's their plans? That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Cassius Stanley at 9:45.
Finishing the week with a bang, Mark Sanchez will join me Friday as we look at all the quarterbacks coming out in the draft and the legendary Jim Nantz all around the world of sports. Don't miss it. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
On CBS, the one and only Gus Johnson. That was right there at the start of the Josh McDaniels era. Brandon Stokely caught some huge passes in his career. But in Denver, there was none bigger than that. September 13th, 2009. And now he does a great job on one of the country's best and highest rated sports radio stations, Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan, where he's on right before my man D-Mac. And having spent so many years in Denver, I remember watching that and exploding the way that Gus did. Brandon hosts Stokely and Zach with Zach by 3 hours before their big afternoon drive program. And he joins us this morning on the Goodyear Highline. All right, Brandon, go back into the hot tub time machine. We're talking movies today. Go back into the hot tub time machine. Take me back to that moment on the field.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, the game was over and you know, at that moment, you're just kind of throwing Hail Marys from the 13-yard line, and they just never work out well. It either gets intercepted or the quarterback gets, you know, the wide receiver killed because you're just throwing it up for grabs. And I was just running down the seam. Next thing you know, I looked over, I saw the ball thrown and just thought it was probably going to be intercepted or incomplete. And I see the ball floating in the air, and I was like, wow, okay, I got a chance to make a catch and get 30, 35 yards here. And nobody was around me, and that's what I was shocked most about. There was just nobody around me. And, like, where did everybody go? You're supposed to be playing prevent defense here. And so just caught it and kept running and was just thinking the whole time, don't get caught, don't get caught. And kind of was looking behind me and saw a guy stop on the play and then just decided to take it down the end zone to waste a few more seconds. But certainly a fun, special play to open that football season up in the opener there.
So here's the deal, Brandon. Great trip down memory lane. I think Orton threw you that pass. I don't think he's ever going to go
down.
He's one of the greatest quarterbacks in Broncos history. But I know you guys talk about this for 3 hours a day, every day, because I listen to your program quite often. But I would tell you this. Look, the Broncos' two Super Bowl champions at the quarterback position are John Elway and Peyton Manning. You well know the team has not made the playoffs since Manning retired, your good friend, in Super Bowl 50. So this offseason, new general manager George Payton is in. What is the best-case scenario for the Broncos when you fold in the QB and the Von Miller situation?
Well, I think best case, you know, you got to adjust the quarterback position. They tried Drew Lock last year. It just wasn't good enough. So you got to address that position. Best case is Deshaun Watson. You know, let's go trade for a 25-year-old all-pro that is just entering his prime that can flat-out do everything. You know, you want 3 first-round picks, 3 second-round picks, done. So that's best-case scenario right there is a trade for Deshaun Watson. Now, if you can't trade for him and Houston is going to say, we're not trading this guy, we're not doing it this year, then for me it is moving up in the draft to the second spot if you can, maybe the third spot, and drafting a young quarterback, whether it's Zach Wilson or one of these other young guys. You've got to add to the room and so and bring something new there. And so if it's not Deshaun Watson and Houston doesn't want to trade him, then I say move up in the draft and go get you a Zach Wilson.
Stoke, what's the worst-case scenario?
Well, worst-case scenario is you accomplish neither of those and you're stuck with just Drew Lock. And so you still have to add to the room, obviously, and you pick up a second-tier quarterback, and that second-tier quarterback, a Mitchell Trubisky, a Andy Dalton, a Cam Newton right now. You pick up one of those guys, and they come into camp and that's your two quarterbacks, and they're having a competition, and competitions like that usually never work out best for the team. So that would be worst-case scenario for the Denver Broncos.
Brandon, so how about Von Miller? What's the next step there to secure him?
Well, I think you're going to have to restructure the contract. You look at his deal, he's going to be making close to $18 million with a $22 million cap hit, and that's just too much. He was hurt last year. He's going to be, I think, 33 this year, right around that age, same age as J.J. Watt. So you're probably going to need to restructure with the cap coming down, try to get it to about 14 or 15 like J.J. Watt's deal, somewhere around there, plus incentives. I know they want to keep him. It was really a big disappointment here in Denver that he got hurt early last year. We didn't get to see Bradley Chubb and Von Miller out on the field together. So they want to keep him. It's just trying to find that sweet spot and maybe bring that salary down a little bit.
Yeah, the GM, George Payton, did say that they were leaning towards bringing him back. But as you well know, 2019 wasn't amazing either when he was fully healthy, had just 8 sacks, and then, of course, missed 2020. I got the fan app on my phone, Brandon. I loved working there, loved working with the guys especially. Tell DMAC I said hello, and thanks for joining us.
I certainly will. I appreciate y'all having me. Y'all have a great weekend.
Okay.
You too. Stoke is great, man. He does a great job on the radio there. So let's just dig into that for one second.
I know what gets you all tickly.
Let's dig into that for one second.
Denver. Zubin's all about it.
Jokic, $22.1 million cap hit this season. They would save $18 million, as Brandon said. That $22.1 million, sixth highest among defensive players. Is he still one of the top 6 defensive players in football?
Well, I'm not going to judge him based on what a Von Miller down year would be with 8 sacks in 2019, and I can't judge him based on him being injured. I got to judge him based on being on the field and the fact that he wasn't there last year. I give him the opportunity. I restructure his deal. Give him, you know, like Stoke was saying, you cut that number somewhat in half, $15, $16 million of real cash money to the pocket, and then you incentive late in the deal to come back up to get to the money that he was actually going to make in this year.
And go ahead, Jay.
No, go ahead.
The one thing I would just say is think about this from this scenario. We've been doing this all day, best case, worst case. This is an intriguing team because, for the most part, everything starts and ends at the quarterback position. This is a team where they got to figure out the quarterback and the face of the franchise, both on different sides of the ball. That's a lot to think about.
And you have any of a coach that's kind of on the hot seat
no
this
doubt.
Year.
Yeah, see, I don't say that's the one thing for me. I just don't fool with dude. I don't think he's a good coach. I understand he's a good defensive coordinator, and he was a good defensive coordinator for 100 years in the National Football League, finally got his shot to be a head coach, but I just don't think he's a good head coach.
We'll wait to see what happens. Again, George Payton, welcome to general managership. He was in the front office of the Vikings. Welcome to Denver. All you have to do now is figure out what to do with the face of the franchise and the hero of Super Bowl 50. And, oh, by the way, let's get a great quarterback in there to finally make people think about having the next Elway or Peyton Manning, as hard as that is. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests on the Goodyear Hotline. Before I let you go, a college basketball anniversary tomorrow that many longtime Hoops fans will remember as we move closer to Selection Sunday with a special guest that was terrific in his 1 year of college basketball. That's after Jay has this from Straight Talk.
Yeah, Zubin, it's time for some Straight Talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of the noise about how to spend it, right? So when the big carriers tell you to splurge it on the latest nonsense, you know, all the stuff that they tell you you need to buy, do yourself a favor. Just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
As always, thanks for rolling with us. Hope you're having a great Friday. Wait, the NBA is on pause until next Wednesday.
You hear the song right now? It just came out. What's next?
This is definitely not Pantera.
No.
True?
Definitely not.
Which
True?
Pantera?
The heavy metal band that you love secretly.
This is tough right here.
We found our DJ again.
Yeah,
he's back.
This is
he's
tough.
Back.
You had Lemon Pepper Freestyle. That's what dropped, right? You got What Next is what dropped. And then another one with Lil Baby, right, Alan? I think Alan's the one telling us.
Yeah, Lil Baby.
Lil Baby and Drake. Okay.
Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
From James Harden fame.
Yes, there you go.
That's
Honey Buns, baby.
There you go.
And 100 stacks.
Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
We're going to have a little time to talk with Cassius Stanley. He's going to be in the slam dunk contest, of course, former Duke great alongside Jay here in just a minute. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Cassius is going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline after we're done greening up on many of these ESPN radio stations. He'll have former New York Jet Mark Sanchez. Obviously, the Jets are dealing with the quarterback situation. Sanchez is going to join him. And legendary broadcasters week concludes on Greeny with the one and only Jim Nance. This is his time of year, March Madness, the Masters, and Jim Nance will join Greeny a little bit later this morning. Before I let you go, before we get to Cassius, huge anniversary here. If you're watching college basketball tomorrow, big game, huge game tomorrow between Illinois and Ohio State, 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. That'll be on March 6, 2021. Why do I put the exact date on there? I think we mentioned this earlier in the week, Jay. You could take us back. You were covering college basketball at the time, intimately for the company. You go back to March 6th, 2005. Can you remember this? Illinois rolling. Bruce Weber, undefeated, walking into Columbus, 29-0 out of the Big Ten. And Ohio State wins the game at the buzzer to ruin Illinois' perfect season. The Illini would go on to get a number one seed, and they would go to the national championship game when they lost to North Carolina.
Felton.
Yep, that's
Sean
right.
May and company.
But how about that game? 29-0. Nothing against Gonzaga. Love Gonzaga. Love Wichita State. All these teams that have gone undefeated. But rolling through the Big Ten, 29-0, going to Columbus. And in the final second is when you lose your undefeated season.
That was a crazy game, too, because, you know, it's so interesting how stuff like that pans out, especially for Illinois. Because, you know, you had D. Brown was on that team, and D. Brown was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Darren Williams, who had eventually played with the Utah Jazz, with Carlos Boozer, became an all-star, was not the guy. It was D. Brown on that squad.
And lastly, we should mention, if you remember, another guy named D. Brown who made his hay, of course, at the NBA slam dunk contest. Right, you got to pump them up. Got to pump those up. Although I do recall, Key, they were Reeboks, so don't pump them up too hard if you're the Adidas guy. So just trying to keep you safe here. Let's bring in a guy from the latest slam dunk contest. He played at Duke. He's with the Pacers. He's Cassius Stanley, and he joins us this morning on the Goodyear Hotline. Cassius, thanks. Take me inside. Like, how do you practice for the slam dunk contest? Like, what are you doing to get ready?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Basically, you know, you get in the gym, you work on a couple of dunks, work on your routine, but it's a weird situation because you don't want to out-jump yourself too much before you actually get to the big day when you're doing your dunks.
What up, Cash?
What's up? How you doing?
What's going on, man? This is Jay Will. I'm here with Key, too. We're watching you flush it. What are you going to do that's different this year? We've seen so many crazy dunks in the dunk contest. It's obvious you got crazy bounce, man, but what do you got planned for us?
I can't say too much, but I can say that every dunk I will do has never been done before.
Has never been done before.
Never.
Has this been a lifelong dream of yours to get into the dunk contest?
Yeah, it's definitely been a dream of mine. Since I was little, I watched all the dunk contests. So finally being able to be in it has been, you know, it's pretty crazy, and I'm super excited for it.
Who would you have on your Mount Rushmore of slam dunk champions or slam dunkers, so to speak?
I'm going to go with Michael Jordan. We'll go with Zach LaVine. I'm going to go with Nate Robinson. That last spot. I might give it to Aaron Gordon just because he got robbed.
And you're not going to give it to Vince Carter?
Oh, yeah, okay. Vince Carter, got to take out Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, let's redo that list. Let's redo that list, Cash.
Yeah, Duke guy.
That's all right, man. It's ACC love. Same state.
Cassius, let me ask you this. This is interesting.
With Carolina.
Let me ask you this. You've had an interesting journey here in your rookie campaign because you were drafted by the Pacers there in the second round. You played with Indiana. You're moving back with the G League team, the Fort Wade Mad Ants. This is a part of the NBA that a lot of young guys go through that we really don't talk about that much because they're always watching games in the association, but you're refining your skills. You're helping two clubs at once. Take us through the whole process of sort of being on this team. Wait, now I'm on this team. It's got to be sort of an interesting journey.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting journey. This year has been, I think, the most interesting out of all of the prior years of the seasons because this year is just a bubble, so it's only 15 games in the G League, and then you go right back up to there's an association with your club. So these 15 games have been really good, super, super good to just, you know, work on my skills, touch it up. And like you said, there are a lot of young guys, a lot of rookies down here doing the same thing.
Cash, tell people at home, though, so they can understand, because I spent a little time in the G League when I was trying to come back after my accident. of how gritty it is. Like, you have people that are fighting for checks down there, fighting to make it, which is completely different than being in the league and living that first class life.
Oh yeah, no, there's a lot of dudes down here who, you know, like you said, working, got things, got bills to pay. Just, they're about it. They're grimy. So it's definitely not easy. It's definitely not a walk in the park. It's still highly competitive, highly skilled dudes down here.
How do you think being, you know, it's only 15 games, but it's still pro basketball, professional basketball, and there's not a lot of guys that get an opportunity to play professional basketball, whether it's overseas, the G League, or the NBA. How do you think this is going to help you as you go back up to the NBA with your game, polish up your game?
I think it's going to help me immensely, just because, like you said, it's pro basketball, and any pro basketball is going to help young guys' development, especially coming straight out of college. So, you know, I think it's going to help a lot, and I think it builds that confidence, and it also just helps you refine your skills, especially this past year. I mean, so all of us young guys, the last time we played a lot of real games was like March 2020. So now you're looking at it, it's March 2021. So it's just about, you know, polishing your skills up.
Cassius Stanley, Indiana Pacers guard, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. He's also going to be in the dunk contest this All-Star weekend. Cassius, when you look at the things that you were able to do in high school, the things that you're able to do in college, and bouncing between both leagues right now, how frustrating is it for you that you're not really getting everything that you wanted to get right out the gate?
I mean, I don't look at it as frustration. I just look at it as, you know, just paying my dues, really. You know, I'm still confident in my game, and the organization is still confident in my game. So it's really just about, you know, staying patient and staying ready.
Mm-hmm. Good attitude. And by the way, there's absolutely nothing wrong with working for it in exactly anything that
absolutely
you do.
Exactly.
Right? Cassius, best of luck this weekend. And I can't wait to see a dunk that's never been performed before this weekend at All-Star Weekend in the dunk contest. Cassius, thank you.
All right, Cass.
I know what he's
going to
do.
Appreciate it, guys.
What is
he going to jump over a bus.
Well, we've already seen jumping over a Kia.
Jumping over a bus
would be something else.
I mean, he got boosties, though.
Oh, he does. I mean, is it going to be like Blake Griffin jumping over the car?
Jumping over a bus is higher than a car, fool.
Obviously. Captain Obvious, Keyshawn.
Captain Obvious.
Real
Mr.
quick.
Mr. Johnson to you.
Mr. Johnson, yes, to you. Thank you, Woody. Chris, thanks for being here. Cassius Stanley was looking to get into the zone at the Slam Dunk Contest. Get into the zone, brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. So here it is in our final minute. You're ready for Coming to America 2, and then what else this weekend?
I'm getting ready, man. I'm going to be all dialed in. Lemon pepper chicken wings, nachos. I'm going to have a whole spread, man. Popcorn, not the popcorn, microwave popcorn. Popcorn that I'm going to put in my pan. My oil, my top. Oh, yeah.
Extra salt? You put the
Jiffy
salt on there?
A little salt, light.
A little
though.
Salt, light salt.
Butter.
Yeah. Oh, not healthy.
So we'll wait to see. Two thumbs up from Key and Jay this weekend.
It's a lot of things we do in life that's not healthy.
Greeny's next with the Sanchez. If you won't stick around for that, I mean.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.